after following short Paul. Give Jesus a big, big hand of praise.
Shall we wave our hands unto the Lord and magnify the name of the Lord? Wave your hands unto the Lord. Lift up your voice unto the Lord and thank Him for the privilege again to appear in His presence. Lift up your voice. Each time we appear in His presence, He manifests Himself. Lift up your voice unto the Lord and give Him praise. Thank Him for the privilege. Thank Him. The God of Shiloh is here. Lift up your voice and give Him praise. Father, we thank You. We magnify Your name. Thank You and thank You, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayer. Come on, shout the loudest, amen. Shiloh 2021. More than a conqueror. Put your hands together for Jesus. Please be comfortably seated. Hallelujah. I want to appreciate God for this great opportunity to stand in this exalted altar. And I want to very specifically appreciate God's servant, our father in faith, the apostle over this great commission, a man with a large heart. Who is a leader? One that do not only tell you what to do, but one that you can read what he's saying from his life. That's who God's servant is. One who is interested in bringing out the best out of every of his children. The value of a Lipton tea can never be known until it is dropped in hot water. May God position people around you who can heat you up to bring out the potentials in your life. I'm eternally grateful to God's servant for this opportunity. Hallelujah. This morning, I'm privileged to take this first teaching that is titled Engaging Kingdom Priority Stewardship. Engaging Kingdom Priority Stewardship. We've had quite a lot of words, teachings, that has steered up something inside of us. And I'm sure we are leaving this Shiloh ground as a more than a conqueror in the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33 is our key scriptures. But seek ye first. Somebody, can I hear you say first? Come on, say it a little louder. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first. Kingdom stewardship is one of our major assets to a life of more than a conqueror. This is a master key that opens every door of goodness to the life of a man. God's servant, our father in faith, has christened Matthew 6:33 as a jackpot of life. Nothing can resist this key. It is a master key. A master key is one that can open any door that is desired. This is a key that guarantees sweatless realm of living. That's what more than a conqueror means. You are not struggling, yet you are possessing. You are not sweating, yet you are commanding the sweetness. Kingdom stewardship is our major asset to inherit the blessings of God for our lives. In Exodus chapter 23 and verse 25, the Bible says, "And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee." Verse 26. "And there shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in the land. The numbers of thy days I will fulfill." There is no blessing that a man will ever desire in life that is not encapsulated in these two verses. "You shall serve, and I, the Lord, will be committed to bless your bread and your water." And you know that the blessings of God is what makes rich and add no sorrow. "I will bless your bread and your water," which means I will bless whatsoever vocation of life that you are involved in. Your business, your career, whatever you are doing for life. That's what put food and bread on your table. After this Shiloh, your life will be an epitome of more than a conqueror. The kind of success that you have never seen in your businesses before, you will see it at your return in the name of Jesus. In that career where you have never stepped for good, you are stepping there in the name of Jesus. The kind of results that you never thought you can get in the next 20 years before Shiloh 2022, you are there in the name of Jesus. He said, "I will take away sickness from you." That's what kingdom stewardship does. I will take away sickness if your heart is prepared to switch to another level of stewardship. Get ready. The remaining days of your life, you will know no sickness in the name of Jesus. We've heard on this altar testimonies of how doctors have given their prescription of certain affliction upon some individuals. And in their testimonies, they say, as soon as that report was given, we switch to another realm of service to God. And then the affliction disappeared. Whatever affliction that you have come to this mountain with, you will not see it anymore in the name of Jesus. He says, "None shall be burning." The account of Elizabeth in Luke chapter 1 verses 5. It's a vivid picture of the effect of qualitative service. Zacharias and Elizabeth were barren, as it were. And age was like catching up with them. But they maintained the quality of their service to God. And one day, God answered them and sent an angel. "May I announce to you that before this day is over, you will have that your own encounter in the name of Jesus." You can't be serving God and the devil cut short your life. He says, "I shall fulfill the numbers of their days. Death shall be far from you in the name of Jesus." What is kingdom stewardship? What is kingdom stewardship? Kingdom stewardship can be defined as serving the interests of the kingdom in all aspects. Serving the interests of the kingdom in all aspects. It is a tireless investment of your time, your skill, your energy, your resources, and all that you have towards the advancement of the kingdom of God. I'd like you to know, God's people, that everything that God has put inside of you as potentials, it is primarily for the advancement of the kingdom of God. Whatever skill, whatever energy, whatever resources that you have, it is primarily for the advancement of the kingdom of God. And your greatness, your attraction is you. given the kingdom that required priority. In Mark chapter 14, the Bible gives us the picture of a woman with the alabaster oil, the box of alabaster oil. Mark chapter 14 from verse 3. This woman was carrying this box. The Bible says, being in Bethany in the house of the Simon the leper, and he sat at meat, and there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment, of spikenard, very precious. Very precious, very costly, very precious. And the Bible says she broke the box and poured it on his head. Verse 4. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of this ointment made? There will always be people like that. This woman was carrying something precious. And then no one knew she was carrying this ointment. Why? Because it was corked in a bottle. As precious, as costly as this oil was. Nobody knew she was carrying it until she broke the box. And as soon as she broke the box, the frankness, everybody's attention was turned towards her. And then she anointed the head of Jesus. Engage that precious thing she was carrying in service. And what was the resultant effect? Verse 8 and 9. The Bible says she had, Jesus speaking, that she has done what she could. She is come aforehand to anoint my body to the burning. Verse 9. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also she has done shall be spoken of a memory of her. Many years have passed. We are still speaking about her because of that service she rendered. Listen to me, God's people. I don't know where you are now. I don't know the level your businesses are. I don't know the level you are in your career. I don't know the level you are now. But God is taking you global in the name of Jesus. Before the end of this year, they will hear your name in places they never thought for good. She broke the box. It's time to break that hindrance that will not allow you to serve God qualitatively. Break that ego. Break away from that title. As God's servant, we say there is no entitlement in title. Break away from anything that will not allow you to give your best service to God. She broke the box. She broke the box. And then she was able to offer that qualitative service. Your greatness is in your service. It's in the quality of your service to the kingdom. The scriptures has commanded us very clearly to seek first the kingdom. Matthew chapter 6 verses 31 to 33. Matthew 6 from verses 31 to 33. Therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewith shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek after. Your heavenly Father knows that you have need of them. The need for the basic necessities of life is real. Even God identifies with it that you need it. Your request is genuine. You need it. You need all the things that makes for life and godliness. God is saying, I identify with your need. But I want to show you the key. Instead of pursuing that which you need, there is one thing to pursue after. And every other good thing will begin to pursue after you. The Gentiles run and pursue those things. You are not to pursue those things. Instead, seek ye first the kingdom of God, my kingdom. And all those things will be added to you sweatlessly. Hallelujah. This is one of the major keys that is making everything work in this commission. God's servant will always say, our Father in faith, that things are working here because God is working. Because God is working. And God is at the center of everything that is being done here. And so God is just walking and walking and walking in on every side. From today, as you begin to engage this key, everything concerning your life will start working in the name of Jesus. Take no thought. Take no thought. That's one major trap of the enemy. People keep thinking of what to eat, what to drink, where to stay, what to wear, and all those things. And that has led to so many afflictions. Some people in the process of thinking, anxiety set in, blood pressure is up. Yesterday, God's servant, Pastor Paul Enenche was preaching and was describing a medical case. He mentioned one long medical name and interpreted it to me that a sickness that you don't know the cause or something like that. Most times people go to hospital, they don't even know what is wrong with them. And when you don't know what is wrong, the general name is malaria. I have malaria. But in most cases, it is not malaria, it's monaria. Because of what they think. They are so preoccupied. They are anxious for nothing. He said, stop thinking about that. Focus on my kingdom. And see whether those things will not follow you. From today, you will not struggle for any good thing. Before you call, it will answer in the name of Jesus. Why must we seek the interest of the kingdom to be my priority for living? Why? Why? Number one, it is a commandment. It is a commandment. You want life to be fulfilling? This is the key. It is a commandment. And those who obey commandments, they end up as commanders in life. Commanders of every good thing they desire. Why must I make kingdom stewardship my priority? So as to enjoy a life of noiseless breakthroughs. Noiseless breakthrough. No noise, yet you will just be making news in every area of life. That will be your portion after this Shiloh 2021 in the name of Jesus. Why must I make kingdom stewardship my priority? Number three, to keep God continuously at work in my life. Turning me to a living wonders. That's the only way to keep God consistently at work. And that's what we can see in this commission. From the first day, God's servant's heart is always to make sure that God is at the center. We have just heard in our prayer this morning where every instruction he gives is taken with delight immediately. It is God first before anything. Somebody may have asked, such sight that God say, he's not there. What happens about the money that was spent? What happens to those people working there? What happens to this and that? That's not as important as what happens to the instruction that is given by God. It is God first. That's why God has not stopped working in this commission. He will not stop working in your life in the name of Jesus. In John chapter 14 and verse 21, John chapter 14 and verse 21, he that had my commandments and kept them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. I will manifest myself to him. When kingdom matters become your priority, God will keep on manifesting himself in every area of your life. God will keep manifesting himself. When God manifests, it means he shows up. When God shows up, the devil must naturally give up. I don't care the struggles and the manipulation of the enemy over your life. From this Shiloh, that will cease in the name of Jesus. But serving the interest of the kingdom is a choice. It's not a calling or a gift. It is a choice. It is you that will take that decision. It's a choice. It's a choice. Joshua said in Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15. Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15. If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we have chosen to serve God. Hallelujah. I don't know what you have chosen. Tell your neighbor what you have chosen. We have chosen to serve God, to make God, to make kingdom stewardship our priority. We have chosen to serve God. It's a choice that you must make. A choice to make kingdom stewardship your priority is a choice for pleasures in the place of pressures. And that's a good choice. In 2 Chronicles chapter 15 and verse 12, they made up their mind. They entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their father with all their heart and with all their soul. And then you know what happened? He gave them all round rest. Rest in every area of their life. It's a choice for rest. It's a choice that you have to make. Seek him first. When you seek him first, he will take over the rest. When you seek him first, he will take over the rest issues of your life. In 1 Peter chapter 5, and verse 7, he said, cast all your burdens, your cares upon me. I want to take it. Just focus on me and let me take the cares. Let me take the burdens. In Psalm 37 and verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself and then leave him to all those desires. He will fix it for you. In Psalm 34 and verse 10, he said, the young lion do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. They that seek the Lord, they that make kingdom stewardship their priority, they will not suffer any lack in any area. From today, lack and want is over in your life in the name of Jesus. The position you give God, therefore, in your heart is what determines the position he places you on the earth. The position you place God in your heart is what determines the position he places you on the earth. In Proverbs 23 and verse 26, my son, give me your heart. I want to occupy the center of the center of your heart. I want to take charge of your affairs. I want to beautify your life. I want to make you an attraction. I want to shut the mouth of all your mockers. Give me your heart. You cannot make God last in your heart and expect him to make you force on the earth. No. Give me your heart. Make me the priority. Make my affairs, make the affairs of my kingdom a priority in your heart and leave me to the rest. The disciples of Jesus were concerned about this one day in scriptures. Matthew chapter 19 and verses 27 to 29. One day they were with Jesus and they saw the way Jesus was always speaking. Make my kingdom your priority. Leave every other thing. Make my kingdom your priority. And then one day they summoned the courage to ask a very, very crucial question. Matthew chapter 19 and verses 27 to 29. They then answered Peter and said unto him, after that Jesus have said all manners of things. And Peter answered and said, behold, we have forsaken all, as we have said, and we have followed thee. Excuse me, sir. Don't say my mouth is too big. But what shall we have therefore? Tell us now so that we can know the decision to take. And I can just imagine in that drama, it may be that the disciples have discussed that behind. All this one, Jesus was pushing us, telling us to do this and do this. We have left everything. Eh? Is there anything we stand to gain? They may have been discussing it among themselves. But that day, Peter just summoned courage and asked that question. And as he was asking it, I could just imagine the other disciples giving him a thumb up. Mm-hmm. I also want to ask that question. I was planning to ask that question. And then Jesus did not rebuke him. He didn't say it was a silly question. He gave him an answer. Let's look at the answer he gave him. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, you shall also sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Praise the name of the Lord. And everyone that has forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive a hundredfold, and shall still inherit everlasting life. Come on, shout aloud, amen. You have the blessings in this world, and then your place in the world to come is already settled. That is what kingdom, you know, stewardship does. It is time, therefore, to focus on God and give him qualitative service. Those who trust in God can never rust in life. What are the platform for kingdom service? Number one, through kingdom advancement prayers. Through kingdom advancement prayers. Jesus taught us the right way to pray. And he aligned our focus when he was teaching the disciples how to pray. Matthew chapter 6 and verses 9 to 10. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which are in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Take time to worship him and all that. And then what next? Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Kingdom priority. Even in prayers, Jesus taught us on how to give kingdom advancement endeavors priorities. In Luke chapter 2, verses 36 and 37, the Bible tells us a woman, a widow called Anna, who was 84 years old, still took time in prayer and fasting. She was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayer, night and day, 84-year-old widow. And here you'll find some young men, 25 years, 30 years, they can't fast. 12 o'clock, their eyes is bringing water. Some adults, their children are fasting. They can't fast. And nothing is wrong with them. And when they begin to eat, their children say, Uncle, today is fasting. Praise the name of the Lord. Kingdom advancement prayer, lifting up the kingdom. Interceding for salvation of souls. In Psalm 2 and verse 8, calling them into the kingdom from wherever they are. Ask of me and I shall give thee the index for thy inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for your possession. Ask of me. Ask of me. All those people in your neighborhood, how many of them have you affected for Jesus? How many of them have you spoken to about Jesus? All those your colleagues in the office, they even come to you at time and shared challenges. How many of them have you invited to church? How many of them have you spoken to about Jesus? All those your relations, don't you know that God has positioned you in that family strategically for the salvation of your family? Praying for the salvation of souls. What do we pray for? Praying for the establishment of souls. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 12. Anytime anybody says yes to Jesus, Satan is going back to try again. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of God, saluted you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. We are not unaware of the devices of the devil, that anyone that is coming to Christ, Satan is still fighting. So we must pray to completely sever them from the hands of the enemy, from the hands of any demonic habits that may want to take them back. Some time ago, in the station I was privileged to serve, during the outreach, I normally go to all those lungus where you have all those boys who, you know, on drugs and all that. And this young man, very receptive, spoke to him about Jesus, gave his life, started coming to church. And each time I go there, he's already waiting for me. Collect the handbill, and he will be following me. He'll be taking me to the other corners. But one day, as we are going, each time I look back, I won't see him. I will have to wait for him. And at a point in time, I waited somewhere. He didn't know. And I saw what he was doing. He was following me to share the handbills and to speak to other people. But he had hems inside his pocket. As he was sharing the handbill, he was also selling his hem. So I didn't give up on him. I said, no problem. I kept on praying to break that demonic habit. He will come back again. He said, I don't want to do this thing. I left it for 2 weeks, but I went back again. That's the stronghold of the enemy that must be broken by prayers. Eventually, Jesus intervened. He surrendered that and then came to me and said he wants to settle in life. He wants to get married and all that. Praise the name of the Lord. So we must pray to get the souls established. What more must we pray for? We must pray for the growth of the church. I will build my church and the gate of hell shall not withstand. We must pray for the growth of the church. We must ask the Lord of the harvest to bring in the people. We must pray for the continuous flow of the word of God, revelation of the word of God, that will make the people stay. In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 28, they will stay when the right word comes to them. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. We must pray for the undiluted word of God. We must pray for the right word. The Bible says, how forcible are right words. That's why people come to church at times. And when one word hits them, they will say, it was me that God spoke to. The right word. The right word. So, kingdom advancement prayer is one platform that we can serve God. What other platform? Number two, through soul winning. Soul winning. In John chapter 15 and verse 16, you have not chosen me. I have chosen you and ordained you to go forth and bear fruit, and that your fruit will abide. Whatsoever you ask the Father, therefore in my name, I will give unto you. I have chosen you to go forth and bear fruit. This is one major assignment that God has given not to pastors, to all believers. To every believer, it is our responsibility. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 to 20, go ye into the world. That go ye is a commandment for everyone, for every believer. Go ye. By the grace of God, we have leaders who have shown us examples. God's servant, by the grace of God, is all out. So who are you not to go? When you see your leader passionately, not mechanically, passionately, all the time, it is easier for you to do it. It is an assignment for us all as believers to go for there, to go to the corners, to go to the highway, to go to the edges, and compel the people to come, speak to them about Jesus. The soul of man is most valuable to God. It's a treasure to God. In Matthew chapter 16 and verse 26, he said, Matthew 16 and verse 26, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? That is why Jesus died. That is why he shed his precious blood. That was why God gave the best gift that he ever had. Just for the redemption of the soul of man. That's how precious a soul is to God. And if you say you love God, you must love what God loves. God loves souls. If you truly love God, you must love souls. Put aside your title. Put aside your reputation. And then go on the field for Jesus. For everyone so that comes to the kingdom. The Bible says heavens are rejoicing. From the value of a soul, you can interpolate the value of the reward that accrues to everyone that does that. From today, passion for consistent soul winning. Receive it in the name of Jesus. What more? Number three, platform for kingdom service is through our finances. Giving our resources to God. 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 3. You can't get your own proper good until you give him his own. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of my own proper good. I have of my own proper good of gold or silver, which I've given to the house of my God over and above all that I've prepared for the holy house. You want your own proper good. You want your own proper abundance. Make giving to his kingdom a priority. We've had various testimonies since Shiloh began, how that God turned around 360 the lives of people. How? By qualitative kingdom service, giving unto the Lord. Yesterday, somebody came, how that everything was down in his life. And then he sowed the seed towards the ongoing projects. And then his destiny opened up. Got into building of churches. And then everything about him opened up. When you give to the kingdom, you are not helping God. It is a spiritual transaction to open up your blessings to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Silver and gold is mine, says the Lord. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. God won't need anything that you have. That I have, because everything that we have, he gave it unto us. And for what? So as to advance his kingdom. Praise the name of the Lord. You cannot prosper if you are not a giver. Financial prosperity responds to qualitative kingdom stewardship. Praise the name of the Lord. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto you. Receive grace for giving in the name of Jesus. There is one that scattereth and yet increaseth. There is another one that holds much more than is necessary. He turneth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth himself shall be watered. You remember that widow in 2 Kings chapter 4. The man of God got to his house. That widow that was indebted. He said, get empty vessels. And she got them. With the only box of oil that she had. Pot of oil that she had. He said, keep pouring it in. And the Bible says she was pouring it. And as she was pouring it, the oil was flowing. She was pouring it, the oil was flowing. But when it got to the last pot, there was no more pot to pour it into. The Bible said the oil stayed. Remember the testimony of our brother from Kenya? He gave, and then God intervened. He gave again, God intervened. So it is not one thing, it's not one time giving. It's the continuous giving, so as to guarantee the continuous flow. From today, you will not see dryness in your life in the name of Jesus. Just before we're closing this teaching, let's look at some examples from scriptures of those who engage themselves qualitatively. Elijah was one man that engaged in qualitative and passionate prayers for Israel to return back to God for the salvation of Israel. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 10 to 14, he prayed passionately. He prayed with his heart. When you stay on the altar of prayer for the salvation of souls, God opens his blessing unto you. Daniel was a man and his companions. They made a team of prayer warriors who subdued the kingdom of Babylon. The king gave a decree, but they stood to pray. Because when you put God first, you cannot see evil. They stood until they subdued that kingdom. Daniel chapter 2, verses 16 to 19. The king had a dream. Nobody could interpret it. He said, give us time. They went into the altar of prayers and came back with an interpretation. Daniel chapter 6, verses 10, 26 to 28. They stood until they subdued that kingdom. Paul the apostle was a diehard soul winner. He put himself under a call. Woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 16. He went all out with his heart. He became the chiefest of the apostles. You can't go all out for God and end up small in life. I see on this Shiloh ground, your greatness shall be announced in the name of Jesus. David was a voracious giver. Tireless kingdom promoter with his personal resources. 1 Chronicles 29 verse 3. And then we saw how God decorated his life. Solomon was the wealthiest king in his days. Secured with supernatural wealth through the altar of sacrifice. And then we saw how he became the greatest. Somebody is here. Before Shiloh 2022, you will be announced to your world in the name of Jesus. Somebody is here. Your rising is just beginning in the name of Jesus. Men that you never know, they will favor you in the name of Jesus. Places you have never stepped before, you will step there in the name of Jesus. You are becoming a global entity in the name of Jesus. All that it takes is kingdom stewardship, priority. And then God will begin to lift you in the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet. Lift up your voice. Receive grace. Lord, baptize me with fresh zeal for your kingdom. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. Baptize me, Lord, with fresh zeal. Zeal for kingdom pursuits. Baptize me with fresh zeal. Fresh zeal. Lord, baptize me. Baptize me with fresh zeal for the pursuit of your kingdom. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Come on, shout the loudest, amen. Let's welcome the Shiloh Mass Choir as we give him praise.